everyone, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and today I am in Blairsville, Georgia at my summer place, and in Florida is my podcast partner, Andrea Stein.
Jane, good to see you, even though you are, I don't know, 500, 600 miles away, it still feels like you're sitting right next to me.
Yeah, and a slight temperature difference between us. But I'm in the mountains, and you're in very, very flat Florida. But how are you doing? Are you doing well?
I'm doing quite well. It starts to feel like summer in Southwest Florida, 90s and high humidity afternoon, and storms in the afternoon. It feels just perfect.
And here in the mountains, when we first got here about 10 days ago, it was in the 40s in the morning.
Yeah, way too cold.
Yeah, this Florida kid was really struggling a little bit with sweatshirts and jackets and gloves. I put a hat on today, so it's very different. But, you know, Andreas, I think it's a good segue to talk about lifestyle, right? Yeah. So, you know, when you're retired or when you're thinking about retirement, one of the choices you get to make, and some people think about it, some people don't think about it, but it is a choice in terms of how do you want to live the next 20, 30 years of your life? Not only where do you want to live? I mean, that I think that's part of the choice, but how do you want to live, right? How do you want to live? You know, many people have lived in their primary home for a period of time, could be a very long period of time, could be more of a recent period of time. And one of the choices are, do you stay in that community? Do you stay in that home? Or do you downsize? You know, the word downsize is used with retirees all the time. Do you look for a different location? I know Florida is, you know, the number one retirement area, at least in the winter, because of our climate. And so those are choices, right? Those are choices that people make, whether they're on their own, whether they're married. You know, one of the choices are, do you live near your kids and your grandkids? And so sometimes the choices can be daunting, particularly when we're not used to making that many choices, right? When we were working, you lived near where you worked, right?
Yeah.
So if you had to commute, you didn't have as many choices. You lived in your home for however long you lived in it. So I think, you know, having unlimited choices or less limited choices is something that a lot of people maybe aren't that comfortable with. What do you think?
You know, choices, but I love the word that you used at the very beginning. You said lifestyle, you know, and I think, you know, more than at any other stage in life, you know, lifestyle now becomes kind of a main factor in deciding where to live. As you mentioned, at age 40, if you relocate, chances are because your job makes you relocate, so you have to move somewhere else. Lifestyle is not even a factor to consider. Now you can, all right, do I want to live kind of an outdoorsy hiking style lifestyle as a retiree, which means you would probably more year round go to Blairsville, Georgia, or someplace in the mountains, you know, where you can just do the hiking, maybe the skiing in the winter, you know, the typical outdoorsy. Do you want to live more kind of a boating lifestyle, you know, which means, of course, you need to live somewhere close to where you can keep your boat. Do you want to live more the country club lifestyle, the golfing and the parties and the social life that comes with it? But now suddenly lifestyle is no longer, all right, I need to find a lifestyle where I work, see what I can find. Now it becomes, all right, I would love to live the Broadway lifestyle, which means you need to live somewhere close where there's tons of theaters around, right? If that is a lifestyle you would like to live, or whatever that style is. But suddenly, all right, I never even thought about the lifestyle I want to live, but now it becomes almost a number one factor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, part of our lifestyles when we were working also had to do with our families.
Yes.
You may have had young children. Your lifestyle may have revolved around activities. I mean, Lord knows my son played basketball. My daughter was in the band. I mean, she was in the Girl Scouts. So a lot of our lifestyle revolved around the lifestyle of our kids, which was great. I mean, it was amazing. It was an amazing time. But now your kids are grown and they have their own lives. but maybe there's grandchildren involved. So you're right. Choosing a lifestyle could be as dramatic as, do I want to have a theater lifestyle or a hiking lifestyle or a more active lifestyle? Of course, financial considerations as well.
Obviously.
Do I want to stay in my comfort zone and stay in the community that I've lived in for however long I've lived there, where my friends are and, you know, I know the people at the grocery store and all of that. There's a choice there as well.
Yes.
Your friends may be moving away. I mean, there's, you know, there's the other part of it, you know, that other people may be moving away. But I think at the core of this is that there are choices. And your choice and my choice may not be the same choice, but there is no right or wrong, right?
There is no right or wrong, but with each choice brings its own challenges. Now, if I stay where I lived the last 40 years, obviously the benefit is I know everyone, relationships continue, friendships continue, you know, and there's really no challenge, you know, when it comes from these. If I decide to move somewhere else, wherever somewhere else is, yeah, you can have long distance relationship, but existing relationships will change. They are not going to stay the same. And that brings a certain amount of heartache. I sometimes think about it, you know, if I would ever, no plans, you know, move away from Florida, you know, what would I miss? The weather? Yeah, okay, fine. I can get used to any climate or any weather anywhere, but I would miss relationships. I would miss people. So if you are 65 years old, retire, decide to relocate from New York City, New York to who knows where, wherever you retire, then suddenly, all right, I need to make new friends. I need to get to know new people. Nothing is a given. And that's kind of terrifying, isn't it?
It is. It very much is. I mean, moving into a new community, and I'm relatively friendly. I mean,
Not relatively. You're very friendly, Jane.
But I also do have an introverted side. When we first moved to our community, you know, we intentionally chose a community where there were more retirees. Right. So there were people of our age. It's not a 55 and older community. A lot of people like a 55 and older community because you have contemporaries. Right. You have people right. that kind of live the same time that you did. But we got to know the staff way before we got to know other people. Right. It is scary.
It is scary.
Right. Or, you know, you meet people at work organically because right. see each other 40 hours a week or however long you're there. And so you find the people that you like, and maybe there's some people you don't like, but it is organic. Suddenly you move into a community, and depending on that community, you know, your next door neighbor, you may not get to know your next door neighbor for months just because of the nature of having to make new friends. It's like little kids are really good at making friends, senior citizens, maybe not so much. Right. It's not so much. And, you know, the idea of joining something, right, a card club, a sport or something like that is also, you know, taking that first step, walking in that door your confidence is not necessarily there. It's like moving to a new high school. When you were a teenager, right? You know, where you walk in the cafeteria and everybody knows everybody else, and suddenly you're the new kid on the block. And so, yeah, there is
terrifying.
But stepping outside your comfort zone is also a choice, right? Is also a choice. Maybe there's an activity you always wanted to try, whatever it is. It could be a sport. It could be, I said, cards. It could be, you know, something else. The bravery, and I'll use the word bravery intentionally, because there is a certain amount of you think about the word bravery, bravado that's involved in this, right?
Yeah.
You know, getting to that point is, I don't know, requires just taking that first step, but also choosing where. Right. Where this is going to happen. Some people leave their primary home for financial reasons. They want to take out whatever gains they've made financially from their home and use that to support their retirement and their lifestyle. That makes a lot of sense. hence the word downsizing, right? Some people want to stay where they've lived because it's their family home and it's their comfort zone, and it's their community. And again, there's no right or wrong. But the choice, right? The choice is there because if not now, when? So if there's something you've always wanted to do or some place you've always wanted to live or some lifestyle, whether it's a country club lifestyle, whether it's a small community or a small town, this is that time, right? This is that time to be able to think about it, right? Envision it. And here's the hard part. Take the step.
Take the step. And then, you know, so let's say you kind of know what you want lifestyle-wise, you know, country club, Broadway, boating, whatever, you know this. So you kind of, you know, map out, I would like to live there, not there. And now you're there. And now you need to meet new people. And, you know, in the past, you know, when you find a new job, you know, at least there's one area where you are an expert in your career, your job. So, you know, kind of how this works, you know, you kind of know what you need to do. And yes, it's if it's a new company, there's a learning curve. But the foundation, the bottom line is you're kind of an expert, right? You were hired because they figure that you're really good at that stuff. Now you move to country club XYZ. You know no one. You know, you're not a professional golfer or professional tennis player or professional whatever. You're kind of okay. You enjoy it. You want to just enjoy it. And you know no one. And there is no area where you say, well, I'm the expert. There's the foundation there. So you start from scratch. So where's your confidence coming from? And to find that confidence, to say, you know what? I'm no longer, you know, the CEO of company XYZ, and I know how this stuff is supposed to run. Now it's, you know, me looking for new friends and playing golf or playing tennis or whatever else you do in a country club. All right. That's kind of a overwhelming task, or can be.
Yeah, it absolutely can be. You know, the term fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Kind of comes into play. And, you know, and just a level set, you know, not everybody's in a position to join a country club or buy a boat or whatever. Whatever it is, whether it's just moving into a condo and selling your house or choosing which of those communities or choosing a 55 and older or not. There is always a fake it till you make it.
There is. And, you know, and to be comfortable with being uncomfortable for a while in your chosen lifestyle location, you know, it's not an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's a choice.
Right? It's a choice.
Yeah.
And that's if you are still married. You know, if you have a partner, at least you have somebody to bounce this off. You know, you're not traveling this journey alone. But if, for whatever reason, you're single and you only have yourself, or it becomes even more challenging, possibly.
Absolutely. You know, where I live, several of the women that I play tennis with are widowed or divorced. And right. And I know from them being in a community has helped them a lot because there is, like work, a little bit of that organic nature, right? There is a little bit of a, you know, you could learn canaster, you know, people that way. You could, again, it's that taking that first step, but there is still a community that you don't feel alone. You don't feel disconnected. Maybe if you're living in your house and there isn't a community or there isn't organic activities, that's perhaps a little difficult. You know, I want to tell you a little bit about our choice because our choice is an interesting choice. And I won't tell you our choice is your choice or anybody else's choice. But when we sold our house, we... advertently and inadvertently decided we wanted to live smaller. So we took one house and split it into two small locations. So where I'm sitting in Blairsville now, we live in a tiny house. It's a one bedroom, 600 square foot cabin in an RV community, but we're in the Georgia mountains, and the cost of doing that is a whole lot less than buying a house. But more importantly, we're in a community where they do have, you know, activities. Saturday, they're going to do a Memorial Day barbecue, you know, things like that. In Florida, we live in a 1,200 square foot villa. So we took one house and split it into summer and winter so that we could enjoy two different lifestyles. And I say, I'm not telling you this is right for everyone else, but we could enjoy two different lifestyles. And regardless of whatever happened in the world or whatever, we would be set with that. Some of that happened intentionally, the choice. Some of it happened accidentally, like Blairsville, Georgia. Who the heck knew where Blairsville, Georgia was? We ended up here, long story, but we ended up here purely on a weird fluke. And really liked the community and ended up buying a lot. But the point I'm making is that your choice doesn't necessarily need to be the final choice, right? Because people are afraid to make decisions because they're afraid it's the wrong decision. Now, if you're going to invest in property, obviously that's a more difficult decision that in case you figure out it isn't the right one. But there's lots of ways to explore, experiment with whatever your choice is going to be without necessarily being concerned that whatever choice I'm making is going to be wrong, right? Because what do they call it? Analysis paralysis, where you analyze the situation forever, but you don't actually do anything.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you don't know until you take the step. So remembering that the choice is yours, but If you do this with intention, with faith, with good spirits or you know, kind of a good vibe, then taking the step, if you take the wrong one, right, or you explore before you actually take, you know, a definitive step, gives you the freedom to try, right? To try. If you do nothing, and this would be, you know, kind of my parting advice. If you do nothing, if you choose to stay where you are, that's not doing nothing. But if you do nothing and you wistfully regret all the things you could have been doing, right, during this time, right? It's not like you have 50 years ahead of you. It's not like, right, I mean, it's not like you're 20 and you go, oh, well, 50 years from now, whatever. I mean, I don't mean to be morbid, but for all of us, the clock is ticking. So
that's true at 20, though, too.
It is true. But let's put it this way. The ticking is louder and faster.
That's true. That's a good point. So
if you do nothing, look, there's one of my cats came out.
There we go.
Well, that's little B. if you do nothing and you choose to do nothing, that's fine. If you do nothing and you regret doing nothing, right? You're probably not going to be a lot healthier than you are today. So think about choice, right? Think about choice. Never before in your whole life did you have so many choices in front of you, regardless of what your financial situation looks like. You still have choice. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, you know, and the one thing, I mean, you don't want a chapter, a season in your life, retirement, to be wasted, you know, to be endured, just waiting it out. You know, there is, as I said, I mean, this is now an opportunity where you kind of can decide for yourself. This, I want to live there. I want to try this. And if you find out, well, that didn't work out the way I anticipated, no harm, no foul. Yes, as you mentioned, financial investments are, you don't want to, you know, that's something to be considered. But absolutely. I mean, for me, as I've shared this with you before, I'm 54. I'm so much looking forward to retiring. You know, partly because, all right, then I can decide for myself. I would like to try more of this, more of that. And, you know, and at this stage, I would envision staying in Southwest Florida simply because I love the area. But I would like to, you know, definitely a different lifestyle, though the same location, you know, and I'm looking forward to that. It's exciting. It's terrifying because it's new. I don't know. It's exciting because it's something new. And I kind of like the tension between terrified and excited at the same time, you know. And that's I found in my own journey. This is often kind of a good place to be, you know. And so I'm looking forward to that. And if you are at that stage and, you know, retirement is something, you know, and within the next year or you're looking back on it, it happened the last year. This is an opportunity to truly, you know, discern. I want this chapter. I want to live this lifestyle and to go for it.
Exactly. If not now, if yeah. not now, when? And you're right. It's exciting and terrifying.
The same time.
Sometimes, right. Sometimes that pushes you.
Yep.
Pushes you forward. And so, you know, just to wrap up, anything you choose. Two things. Anything you choose is not wrong, right? There is no wrong, right? There is no wrong, and nobody has the right to tell you that it's correct. It's wrong. You may choose to live near your grandchildren. You may choose to have a different lifestyle. Go visit your grandchildren when you can. Both of those are perfectly okay, right? Absolutely. I love my grandson more than anything else in the world. And I see him about 5-6 times a year, and we are really happy to be together. So no matter what choice you make, first of all, it's the right choice at that time. Yes, but if it turns out it didn't deliver what you were hoping for, then guess what? You get to make another choice.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, it's all about choice. I guess that's
all about choice and having. You know, I don't know what the right word, courage, faith, confidence, just to go for it, you know, and give it a try, you know, and see how it works out. And not everything we try works out, but that's fine.
So in the words of Yoda,
there you go.
No try, do.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, Andreas, thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you're listening. Your journey is completely joyous. We have so many more exciting episodes coming. Follow us on Facebook. And we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right.